Thank you for joining me today. Wow, last week when I was doing this message at the beginning, I got so excited that I kept giving one example after another, and we just didn't have time to put it all together into one program. So today we're going to finish that, because I really think that this is a critical passage. You see, as we watch good and evil coming up side by side, sometimes people say, where is God? If God really is opposed to evil, where is God? Matthew 13 answers that question. He says, let the tares and the wheat grow up together, but a judgment day is coming. Join me today as we conclude the message from last week. That's just not right. And as you look at this, notice how that, whether it's society, whether it's the southern border, whether it's education, whether it's religion, or even on the matters of Israel that are pressing so hard right now in the political arena, God's word gives us an answer on how to live in these last days. Now, here's the second part of our message. Then in society as a whole, not just in religion, I've just taken a couple of these. Here's one, gender swap day. Look, it has a little note there. You know, it'll be a normal school day, but gender swap. Girls are to wear boys' clothes, boys are to wear girl clothes, and this becomes an official thing. This was celebrated in the month of March of this year. Have we lost our mind? There's something not right about it. Let me tell you this, God made two sexes, male, female. You're not both, you're one or the other, and you're exactly what you were at God's inception of you in the womb. The tares, my goodness, they appeal to some people. And most of these people are inadequate in their own thinking. That's why they need to come to Christ, because only He can make them sufficient. But in their own thinking, they're going to fall for this. This is not education, this is baloney. It's ruining education. And if you think that's bad, well, how about this one? Washington schools, they're going to have an LGBTQ history starting in 2025. How ridiculous. Is that really part of education? How long has the LGBTQ history gone on? A year or two? Until then, people have good enough sense not to say it was part of our society. You see, this is a tear that's been thrown in there. It's not helping education. They mentioned the drag queens that come in, the books they're introducing. It's ridiculous, folks. Unfortunately, the tares and the wheat grow until the judgment time, but judgment's coming soon because we're watching the tares spread so quickly. And then, how about this one? I'm going to play a video for you. You'll see the subtitle. It's in Sweden. Up until recently, Sweden's been very neutral. They try to remain neutral in so many, many things. But now it's caught up with them. The tares there are growing so quick that the wheat is finding it's hard to grow. Watch the video, read the subtitles, and then I have a comment at the end.
Nej, men alltså, min son har blivit rånad tre gånger. Två gånger utav somalier och en gång ifrån araber. Och han är 19 år och han är ju mer eller mindre märkt för livet. Han vågar ju inte gå ut själv. En annan gick ut i Göteborg och när man var i den åldern var det ju inga problem. Idag är det ju fruktansvärt. Hade jag haft en dotter hade förmodligen gått med en laddad hagelbössa och följt efter henne ungefär 10 meter bakom. Det är ju helt absurt. Så det är alltså, den här invandringen är totalt hänsynslös mot det svenska folket. De har förrått vårat land. Jag är 60-talist. Jag vet hur det var att växa upp på 70-80-talet. Titta idag. Det är helt otroligt. Jag åker till mina gamla förorter på Hisingen, Angered. Det går inte att gå där. Det är ju helt otroligt. Alltså, ja, jag kan inte uttrycka det med ord. Alltså avsky för den här.
Well, here's the message. You see, Sweden has always been trying to be tolerant. They slept. While they slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares. This man's teenage boy has been terrorized three times. Two times by Somalians, one time by another Arab boy. The boy is afraid to even go out on the streets. His teenage daughter is afraid to go. We can't allow the enemy to come into our midst, but where he's come in, tares are there. What a incredible thing it is. Judgment's coming. God will not put up with this. Romans 1 says he will not put up with it. The parable of Matthew 13 has the principle. I feel for this man because they thought they were being tolerant. They thought they were being loving. No, they gave a birthplace for the enemy to plant the seeds. Here's the next clip I want to show you. And I'm going to warn you before I do this, we've blanked out a number of places because the language is almost too crude. And rather than apologize later for bad words, we've tried to blank them out now. I want you to see how scrambled this is. This is the thinking of today. Listen to this, and you're going to say, something's just not right. Yeah, that's right. The enemy's come in. They've taken the rainbow flag. They can't take the rainbow from God. Yeah, they can display it. They can borrow it, but it's not theirs. But their thinking is completely skewed. It's sick. Unfortunately, while we slept, while we thought, okay, there's just a few people like this. No, it's come in. It's taken hold. Listen to what she says, and then you'll embrace the passage, Matthew 13, with me.
Now, I identify as trans and genderqueer, and to me that means I like to play with gender, I like to problematize gender. I like to confront gender norms in how I present and how I move through the world. I feel female and male. I feel both and neither one. And so many of the labels that we use in this area feel equally authentic and inauthentic. And I simply can't tell when one gender ends and another begins. Medical interventions allow some of us to change our primary and secondary sex characteristics, all of which create bodies that are readable to outsiders, but it's clear that cisgender bodies are still the reference point. But will technology give us options that are artistic and creative? Artificial limbs even now can transmit rudimentary sensory data back to the wearer. And it seems to me that a fully functional, artificial is maybe not that far off. But do we have to stick to norms? Can we have that look like flowers or abstract sculpture? Can we have multiple? Can they be interchangeable? And what about other areas of the body?
Oh my goodness, something's just not quite right. You see, this is what happens when you allow Satan to come in and to sow the tares. This lady is confused. She says she's both female and male. How that doesn't work. She wants interchangeable body parts. Do you understand that the transgender, the transhuman, the story of Genesis 6 all comes alive? These people are looked at like they're intelligent people. They're not. They're fools of Satan. They're tools of Satan. But unfortunately, we've allowed them in. We're so close to the end of the age, I think it says the tares and the wheat are going to grow, but there's going to be a great separation. My friend, this is the confusion that if you have your child in a public school, you're going to get. If you put them in a secular university, this is what you're going to get. If you go to the library, this is what you're going to get. There's something that's not right. And God's going to make it right because judgment will come. Well, there's another danger. Because earlier in one of my programs, in a daily program that we have, I reported something concerning the Mayo Clinic. Matter of fact, I was quite critical of them. Because they actually were advertising for help. And among the things they took, they wanted people particularly that were single parents, that were homosexual, that were, to be honest, deviants. And Mayo Clinic came back and said, you know what? That's not true. I'm not blaming the platform that put it up there. I'm blaming the people that put the ad out there. Thank God Mayo Clinic came back and said, hey, that's not us. The post was created without our approval. I mention this because one of the dangers of today is the fact that more and more things are coming out that are false. You could be accused of anything. And if it goes on social media, many people are going to say it's true. But it could be a big fat lie just like this. And so that's an additional danger. The lie gets propagated so fast, so big, that it's hard to ever reel the lie back in. Satan loves it because he can ruin those that are straight. He can ruin those that are true. He can ruin a good church. He can ruin a good teacher. He can ruin a good clinic by putting false things. The tares, they have no boundary, do they? What a dangerous day and age we live in. Aren't you glad we know the principle? Yeah. When you see this taking place, when you see the wheat and the tares growing, then we know that soon he's going to bring judgment. He's going to separate the tares and the true wheat. Well, other things have occurred this week, and wow, the story in Israel with Ramadan, right now in the middle of Ramadan, with Passover coming, the stories, we know the stories, we reported several times that the October 7th war was blamed on the red heifer. We've reported on the red heifers, their availability, their age and accountability, and we've even looked at the idea that there's an altar that's being built, of all things, on the Mount of Olives. And that's where the Temple Institute, that's where many other people think that the tradition was that they burnt the red heifer. I'm going to watch this video clip, and then I want to report a follow-on story. It's similar to the idea of the Mayo Clinic. False information comes out. It's similar to the idea that lies can be propagated. Why? Because Satan's the father of lies. Watch this.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned. According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood.
Well, that was interesting because, see, that was reported by CBS. And we showed it on our program, and CBS indeed did report that. And I was interested because here was a secular news outlet reporting it. We've been saying for some time that we thought there could be a clash between Ramadan and the Passover this year. Both saying how important the Temple Mount is, the idea that Israel's God's time clock, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount are so important. And yet in the full story, not only did they report about the altar, this massive altar being built, not only did they report that there are some plans, and indeed there are plans. I even know some of the individuals involved and saying, okay, we're going to sacrifice. We think it's important because we want to be able to say someday that, yes, the Temple Mount is ours. And it was interesting because here's what took place. A follow-on article, CBS documentary lied about the red heifer and about the Jews in Israel. You see what I'm saying? The tares come. They took a story. They reported some truth and some false. But the story grew because they ended up making Jews say something that they weren't saying at all. They make Christians say things that they weren't saying at all. They made Mayo Clinic look like bad guys. It's interesting because you see, the good often is reported as evil. I have friends right now doing projects in Israel, and they're even afraid for the History Channel to report on them because they twist the words. My friend, we have to be careful of this. The enemy is so subtle, he will take a desire. The Jews are saying this. They are trying to obey the commandments of God. The sacrifice of the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, is a biblical story. Numbers 19, Hebrews 10. I, as a Christian, I don't plan to use the ashes of the red heifer. I have Jesus. But what's interesting is they're saying, okay, they think that this is going to bring the Messiah. That's not really what they say. They have a whole different story. CBS completely reported it wrong. Hosea chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 say, in the end time, they're going to return to sacrifices. The point is, it's the end time. The point is, they want to sacrifice again. The point is, the Temple Mount is where they think they should be doing the sacrifices. And so don't make them out to be something that they aren't. There's a lot of different opinions about the importance of the ashes. It's like different denominations in Judaism, just like there's different denominations in Protestant. Wow. I say this, be careful. Watch the news, because it does say that we're at the end time. I think it is important that the heifers are occupying so much attention worldwide among both the Arabs and the Jews, among Christians and non-Christians. It's an incredible story. We'll continue to report on it. But beware, because there's so many things that are false and fake news trying to destroy people that are very innocent. Well, I want to go back to Israel because, you know, I think I want to make sure that you understand it's important for us to stand with Israel. We have some cups that are available. We'll talk to you about that at the end of the program. But stand with Israel because, you know what? I'm watching a country, the United States, that's no longer standing with Israel. And I say that because here's an article, Biden to Netanyahu, I'm not trying to overthrow you. Well, the truth is the story came out and there was such backlash that they had to go back and kind of apologize for it. But the truth was they were actually trying to bring another election to pass because they couldn't control Netanyahu. And so they actually were trying to overthrow him or to put another election in. And he apologized and makes it sound like he didn't do it. Nah, he did. He absolutely did. Why? Why would the United States try to do that? I'm going to suggest to you that right now the president administration is friendlier to Iran than it is to Israel. Israel's done nothing but be a good friend to us, helped us in many, many ways, not only with technology, not only with medicines, but also with I'm going to say, security items. Israel has alerted us of the terrorists coming across the border. What thanks do we give? We try to control their politics. It's not our job to say who is elected in Israel any more than it's Israel's job to say who's elected in America. But how embarrassing for our president to try to call an election. Oh, that's not the only thing we've done. Look at this. Schumer. Huh. He wants to call for his resignation. Unbelievable. Why? What is he... How is it his job to do that? There's something not right. Let me tell you, these guys are you talk about wolves in sheep clothing, there they are. It's almost embarrassing as I go to these other countries to have leaders in our country telling Netanyahu to step down. Wow, I just don't think we ought to be. Why don't they go to Putin and tell him to step down? Why don't they go to the leader in North Korea and tell him to step down? Why don't they go to the military junket in Myanmar and tell them to step down? Why would we do it to Israel? It's really sad. It's really a shame. And then here's Canada. Canada going more and more woke all the time. And now they're saying, okay, they're going to cancel arms sales. Well, I'll tell you what. The Bible says this, and this is what brings it to my mind. It says, I will bless them that bless thee, Israel, and curse him that curses thee, Genesis 12:3. My friend, I think we got to stand with Israel. I believe there's going to be a great time of separation. I think that time is coming soon because we're seeing so many tears, so many false things come up. And so I shudder for the United States. I shudder for Canada as they say these things. You see, when all this comes to pass, I think Netanyahu put it so good. Have you so quickly forgotten what's taken place? Unbelievable that we were opposed to Rafah. And now, in the last couple of days, somewhere over 300 terrorists have been taken out of the hospital in Rafah. And the United States opposed going into Rafah. Yeah, here's the article on it. They oppose Rafah. They say, we're not going to support you. 300 terrorists were taken. In another place, 140 were taken. Hostages were found. And we have the nerve across the ocean to tell them what to do? It's ridiculous, isn't it? You see, they're better friends with Iran, the enemy of the United States, the enemy of Israel. They're better friends with them than they are with Israel. And so here we are. We're saying, don't do Rafah. We're saying a two-state solution. We're saying, let's have a new election. Wow, unbelievable. You see, something's not right. Why don't we try to run our own country and let them run theirs? Support them when we can support them and stand by ourselves when we can't? Judgment's coming, folks. I fear for those who are siding against Israel. Yeah, we printed a cup. How can I stand with Israel? I have a lot of good friends in Israel. I have Muslim friends, I have Jewish friends, but I know this, many of them support Israel. Why? Because they know that what's taking place in Israel is often not reported properly. I'm going to stand with Israel. So we have a little cup and They have a little video that shows how you can order it. I was amazed because we've only mentioned this a couple times and already people are beginning to order it. It's attractive, but it's a great way to stand with Israel. Put it on your desk, put it in your house, take it with you when you go to the store. Great way to say, you know what, I believe the God of Israel. I believe that Israel is put there supernaturally by God in the end time. You know, I like to end our story with, are you ready? Because as I see all these things taking place, I would be discouraged if I didn't know what the Bible said. The Bible said that while the good seed was sown and the wheat was coming up, we slept. We were spiritually inattentive. We were politically inattentive. We were educationally inattentive. Some of us were absent parents. All of us can identify with that. But the enemy came in, and the enemy sowed tares. And now the sower of the good seed said, no, let them both coexist, because I don't want to damage the thing that's real. I don't want to damage the good fruit, the wheat. But judgment's coming, and I'm going to separate the wheat from the tares. My friend, I'm afraid that so much that's going on in education is terror. I'm afraid of what's going on in churches. If you're not careful, the church can actually lead your kids astray. Our society, it's gone berserk. Politically, we've gone berserk. What it says is that judgment's coming because God said, I'm going to separate it. And so when you see a time when the tares and the wheat are growing at the same time, that's today. Every article I reported, that's today. There's lies about Israel. There's lies about the Temple Mount. There's lies about the Mayo Clinic. There's lies about almost every person you can imagine that's good. The devil will put a lie to make it so you'll doubt them. But let me tell you this. His days are numbered because when Christ came, veiled as a man, still God, not to worship man, but to be worshiped, not to take over politically, but instead he went to the cross. And on the cross, he bore my sins, your sins. He bore the sin of every single person that's ever lived, even those who are opposed to him. Pilate, he bore the sins of Pilate. The religious Pharisees, he bore their sins. The soldier that pierced his side, he bore his sins. He bore my sins. Have you ever accepted Christ's death as a substitute for the sin that you've committed? My friend, today, acknowledge you're a sinner. Understand that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood so that we could have eternal life and receive him as your Savior. Because as I watch the tares and the wheat growing so rapidly together today, you know what it tells me? That the time of God's judgment is very soon. My friend, God will not continue to allow this horrible situation in the world of chaos, in the world of calling sin good and calling good evil. God's not going to tolerate it much longer. My friend, I think Jesus could come today because I believe that before they begin doing sacrifices regularly on the Temple Mount, I think Christ is going to come for the church. That's a tribulation passage. And I believe that before we see things go in terms of the, even the total, the final invasion of Israel by Russia, I believe that Christ will come for the church. Because the judgments that he's speaking of, the separation that he's speaking of, I think it really takes place in the tribulation period of time, at the end of the tribulation. But we're watching it begin now. Now is the time for you to come to Christ. My friend, would you do it now? And if you have received Christ, then take this time to tell others. We have a blessed story of hope. That hope is that our sins are forgiven, that Christ is coming back soon to take us to be with him. The wheat he gathers to his barn. The tares are destroyed. My friend, are you ready? Because the judgment of God is about to fall on this earth. How thankful I am that we have God's word to stand on. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you. Look for the return of Christ very soon.